Relax, let go, release, and surrender. How good that is to open the doors for each and every one of us in a greater sense of freedom. Let me breathe into that. Thank you, Diana. Oh. So my talk today is on The Truth Will Set You Free. I know you've been hearing about freedom this whole month, because that's what we're aiming for, is our own personal freedom in God, our own personal freedom. And I love July, with the 4th of July, our celebration of freedom of our country. And we need to celebrate the freedom that lives within us. So freedom is available to everyone. Our freedom is dependent on our attitude. Now, let's think about that for a moment. Where's our attitude today? Freedom is a choice. A choice. Freedom is dependent on our thinking. Everybody breathe into that. Are we thinking freedom, or are we thinking of something other than freedom? What we think and how we think is where our freedom is and resides. And so I've just returned from 2.5 weeks away from the office. I've unplugged, I've refreshed, I've renewed. It was a great time to contemplate not only my freedom, but to really look at what was going on for me in my personal life and how to shift and adjust that. I love time to do that. And so because of the COVID, which now we are back in sheltering in place, sort of halfway, I had time to clean out. I had time to clean kitchen drawers. I couldn't believe what I found. I go, what was I thinking when I put that in that drawer? Anybody? I also then took 3 days cleaning my home office. I realized that 5 years ago, when I moved up here permanently, I moved up with all the stuff that I had in my office there in Santa Rosa. And it's been amazing what I've found. And it's been a wonderful sense of freedom to clean and clear these things. And when we unclutter our living space, we equally unclutter our thinking. And there's such a sense of freedom inside of me. And it gives us a greater room for a greater truth to arise, to awaken within each and every one of us. For our freedom is a natural outpicturing of opening, of clearing. And here's what I discovered. Going through old journals and rereading a few pages from years past, long time ago, they all had the same theme, the same upset, continuous mind chatter of old beliefs, hurts, fears, doubts that held me hostage. Thoughts are things. We talk about that here. Thoughts are things. And as I read through these journals, I thought, oh my, wow. I read how many things I had allowed to haunt me, not realizing my freedom was just a thought away at that time. I felt grateful that life and God have moved me on, let me tell you. So grateful that I don't live there anymore. And yet, I loved that person that I was at that time. Whatever you're experiencing in your life, you can stop and tell yourself, this will pass. There was a part of me that wished I could go back and tell that younger me, it's okay, honey. It's okay. This will pass. Because if you can stop right now and say, you know what? 2 years from now, a year, 6 months from now, 1 month from now, this will all change. And claim that God is greater than what you're experiencing, what you are going through at any given moment, because this mind chatter is not the truth. It is not our thinking and believing. It is our thinking and our believing that is running our lives. Boy, did I see that in those old journals. And so I also, during this time, renewed my acquaintance with Emma Curtis Hopkins. She was called the teacher of teachers, and she taught Ernest Holmes. You can see some of Emma in Ernest's writing. And Emma Curtis Hopkins says, behind all the pain and suffering of life's experiences, there is truth that will and does set us free. Behind every pain that you might be experiencing, there is a power, there is a truth that will set you free. Just breathe into that this moment. I don't know what you're experiencing, but if we take Emma's words and say, I'd rather believe that than be tight and closed up with hurts and doubts and fears. Emma's words and wisdom is brilliant. I read her 30 years ago. I picked her up now and then. But each time I pick Emma up, I realize how much more brilliant she is than the last time I picked her up. And I gain more understanding. See, I think this is what life is here for us to experience and to express. Here's another quote from Emma. She says, there is good for me and I ought to have it. Let's repeat that. There is good for me and I ought to have it. You see, nothing is against us, everything is for us. In the past, when I read this, my mind would immediately point to where good wasn't present. Are you doing that now? Have you ever had that inner argument with yourself? There is good for me and I ought to have it. And I used to say, well then, okay, where is it? And I'd point to where it wasn't. Everybody breathe into that. My thinking told me that might be for others, not me. The good might be for someone else, but that good wasn't happening in my life. Emma tells us to embrace denials, and simply just tell our thinking mind that it is not true. If it isn't loving or kind, my thoughts are not the truth. Now, hear that one again. If it isn't loving, if it isn't kind, if it isn't life-affirming, that is not the truth. It is where we've placed our attention. It's not the truth. Using the sacred word, no. Now, hear that. Let everybody repeat the sacred word, no. Repeat that to any untruth. Unloving, unkind thought. This is where your freedom lies, in just that two-letter word, no. 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 Not happening here. No. And so Emma suggests that we try this for one whole day. That anything that comes up in your mind that isn't loving, isn't kind, just say, no, that's not the truth, and move on. No, that's not the truth. Because you see, as we train a dog, as we train our children, we say no. We say, uh-uh. What I say to Bodhi is, eh, which is a simpler form of no. And he knows to stop. Our mind needs to be trained. And it's amazing what this does. If you'll try it just one day, every negative thought. I did it, and I'm doing it now every day, and it has amazing results. Because you see, I'm wanting to train my mind into that sphere of freedom. of a greater truth. And any negative thought, immediately we want to say, no, not so, no, not true. No, not true. There is good for me, and I am having it. How about you say that? There is good for me, and I am having it. I am having it right now. When we allow negative ideas to run us, I don't know about you, but the moment I have that negative thought, it's like a downhill slope. I used to say to myself, okay, you're going down on this one. You better put the parachute on because this plane's going to crash. So a negative thought brings up another negative thought, and then we start looking around at what's wrong and who's wrong, and this is creating that downward spiral that there's a crash and burn. I know this one. Truth lifts you up. Truth frees you. Truth is endearing. And enduring, it lasts forever. Truth is right where you are. And Emma calls God good, so let's use the word good. Especially, I know for some people, the word God is not an easy word. We'll get to that another day. So let's change God to good. Good will set you free. Good lifts me up. Good frees me. Good is all I see. I like that one. Good is all I see. So if you're seeing something that isn't good, you want to bless it and you want to say no. It's only good. When we focus on difficulties, the problems, we give our freedom away. Now hear that. When you focus on the problems or difficulties, you give your freedom away. Try that out when you watch the news. When you hear something in the news that isn't life-affirming, you want to say no, and you want to claim and accept the opposite of that. You want to claim and accept that there is greater freedom taking place, that there is a solution for this pandemic. There is a healing taking place for each and every person. There is a vaccine. And we want to send our blessings out to all of the chemists and the doctors and the laboratory technicians who are doing the work. Days and nights of work for you to be safe. So we want to encourage that because we know thoughts are things, and we know that when we place our attention on the solution that we receive, the solution lifts people up. See, every time we refuse to believe in a statement of negativity, our mind sprouts greater possibilities. You literally set yourself free from any bondage. No event has power over your life. So we want to sweep away negative clutter, sweep it away, sweep it out, clean it up. Sweep, sweep. Clean out your thinking as well as a few drawers. It really helps. And the truth will set you free because it does. Every time you see an event or you make a statement that has no power, you say that it has no power over you, you free yourself, you lift yourself up. Good is healing this pandemic now. Good is finding a vaccine. Our mind will repeat what it hears. Hear that one. Our mind repeats what it hears. And if we say I'm lacking or if we say I'm afraid, the mind will keep repeating that statement. Instead, we want to say I am clear, I am open, I am receptive, I am available for a greater sense of my freedom and self-love. It's up to each one of us to to correct our mind's course and say no and stand aside. Stand aside from any doubts or fears and call upon the good to lift you up, to see clearly. Let us each daily trust the good of God is working on whatever problem or difficulty you have. So bring to mind right now something that you might be dealing with and just surround it. The good of God is right there. Whatever that is. And Emma says, the Most High God protects and defends me. Do you see? That's all Spirit wants, is to be right there supporting you in total partnership with who you are. Can't be any other way. Not only did I read Emma this time away, but I also connected with Joel Goldsmith, who I dearly love. These were brilliant people. And Joel says, when we rise above words and thoughts, we do not eliminate them. Hear that? We do not eliminate them. We simply no longer live by them. Ah. When we rise above the mind chatter, we are living in grace. Feel that. When we rise above the incessant mind chatter, we live in grace. Let go, let God. Means we let go of I'm doing it myself. I have to fix it. I have to make it right. Just say no. No. My good is my God. And so I'm going to focus on good in this moment. And so as I prepare to close, I'm going to invite you to just take a moment, and I'd like you to try something with me. And take a breath and close your eyes as we finish this talk together. Close your eyes and imagine a hot air balloon. I know you've seen them with all their magnificent colors, and the balloon is full. It is full. And at the bottom of the hot air, the huge hot air balloon, is a basket. And see it, it's all by itself, sitting there on the grass. The balloon is full of hot air, and the basket calls you. And Spirit says, come fly with me. And you recognize that it's Spirit. And so with sureness and safety, you walk to the basket and you climb in. And Spirit says, thank you for trusting me. And you breathe into that beautiful space. Because for some reason you feel incredibly safe. And the basket starts to lift up and lift off the ground. And it's quiet. Normally there's a fire going, but this is a special hot air balloon. It's filled with the love of God. And so quietly, beautifully, Spirit lifts you up, and you begin to float in the beautiful morning. Up, 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 into the freedom of floating in Spirit, floating above . Feel it. Allow this time to lift you up in Spirit, in the hot air balloon. And now I invite you to look over the edge of the basket And see how small the ground is beneath you. Just as how small your problems are down there in your life, in your world. Feel the freedom of being lifted up beyond conditions, beyond situations. And as you look over the edge of the basket to your life down below, bless all that you see. Bless your life. Bless your friends and your family. As you raise higher and feel the freedom of that, being lifted up, you realize you are the master of your own mind and you live in freedom. You are your own hero. Be true to you. Be safe in spirit. Be lifted up because you recognize you live in the love of spirit, the love of your life. And you realize from this lifted up place that there is nothing down there in your life that can really harm you. So be full of this. Be immersed in your divine nature. And trust God wants your best. Be ye lifted up in truth. And be free in the freedom. The freedom of being lifted up in God. Breathe into that. And let's take it into prayer. Recognizing that there's only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. By whatever name I call this God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. This is our freedom. This is the truth that lives in and through and as each and every one of us, for we each are the beloved place where God shows up. This is the truth that I know. And so I'm knowing and accepting this truth for each and every one of us. And where there is a need for healing, I call forth the miracle-working power of God to lift you up, to remind you that right where you are, infinite wisdom, infinite grace, healing is taking place. The power of God is healing me now. The power of God is healing me now. Our magical words, the power of God is healing my loved ones right now. The power of God is healing the world right now. And we breathe into that sacred and holy place that we have created here together. And we recognize that with God, all things are possible. So we know that the solution for every problem is already known in the mind of God, and we trust in the goodness of God, for there is good taking place in each and every one of our lives. We claim it, we accept it, we know that this is the truth. And greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God, and I trust the divine to guide me, to guide you through all that life is unfolding for us. For we are never alone. We walk in the glory and the grace of God into the mystery and the miracles. We are forever and always safe. So I release this, my word, into the power of the law that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it. We know it. We're proud of it. And we let it be so, and so it is. Amen. Thank you, Diana.